Macklin was eating fried chicken and mashed potatoes with a cracker named J.D. Harder at the Horseradish Grill on Powers Ferry Road in the Buckhead section of Atlanta. "How big is big money?" J.D. said. He was small and slim, with thick black hair worn long enough to cover his ears and slicked straight back. He had a pointed nose and wore rose-tinted black-rimmed glasses. He was dressed in a powder-blue jogging suit with dark maroon trim and a satin finish. On his feet were woven leather loafers and no socks. "Everybody gets at least $1 million," Macklin said. J.D. raised his eyebrows. "Large," he said. "How much you get?" "More than anybody else?" "Figures," J.D. said. "How much more?"
"Long as you get yours, what do you care?" Macklin said.
J.D. shrugged.
"I expect to get fucked," he said. "Just like to know how bad."
Macklin grinned.
"Chicken's great, isn't it?" J.D. said.
He was drinking Coca-Cola with his bourbon.
"It is," Macklin said. "What happens if I sign up and after it's over I don't get no million? What kind of recourse I got?"
"You can try to kill me," Macklin said. J.D. was silent for a moment. During the silence, he drank more bourbon and chased it with more Coke. Then he said,
"That'd be recourse, all right."
"You in?" Macklin said.
"Exactly what kind of electrical work you'd need done," J.D. said.
"Alarms, phones, time locks, power lines. Can't say for sure yet, partly because I need you to tell me."
J.D. nodded.
"Who else you got?"
"Faze with me."
"I'll be damned."
"And Crow?"
"The engine?"
"Yes."
"Well, by God, you are serious, ain't you?"
"Nothing but the best," Macklin said. "Why, I'm down here talking to you."
"Shit.
You gonna toss anything but the bank?"
"Toss everything out there," Macklin said.
"Bank, yacht club, health club, restaurant, real estate office, every house."
"For Christ's sake, we gonna move out there for the winter?"
"We'll make ourselves some time," Macklin said.
"I guess."
"So you in?"
"I got any time to think about it?"
"No."
"I get to know where this island is?"
"Not till you need to."
"I need to now," J.D. said.
Macklin grinned at him again.
"I said it wrong. I meant not until I think you need to."
"You're never gonna get in trouble by blabbing, are you?" J.D. said.
"Probably not," Macklin said.
"Got to decide tonight, don't I?"
"You're not in by the time I leave the restaurant. I cross you off and go see the next guy."
"I the first wire guy you asked?"
"Yes."
"Who's next?"
Macklin shook his head. J.D. took a drink of Wild Turkey and held it in his mouth for a time before he swallowed. He chased it with Coca-Cola.
"What's your problem, J.D.?"
"I'm giving you a shot at Easy Street the rest of your life. What's holding you up?"
The waitress came and cleared the table and gave them dessert menus. J.D. scanned his.
"Peach pie. That's for me."
Macklin glanced at his menu and put it down, and, with his elbows on the table, rested his chin on his folded hands. He let his gaze rest on J.D., and then he waited.
"You want the peach pie?" J.D. said. "It's great here."
"Sure," Macklin said. The waitress took their dessert order and went away.
"We're leveling with each other here, right, Jimmy?"
Macklin said. "Sure."
"I mean, no disrespect here, but you've always cut things very sharp, you know."
"Sharp?" Macklin said.
"I mean, nobody ever quite knows what you're thinking, and you never quite say, and nothing's ever the way it looks like it is when you start."
"Faye knows what I'm thinking," Macklin said.
"Well, that's nice, Jimmy. I'm glad she does. I really am, but nobody else does."
"You don't trust me," Macklin said.
"Well, not to put too fine a point on it, Jimmy, but no, I don't."
"Well, J.D.," Macklin said, his chin still resting on his folded hands, "that's your problem."
"I know. I know you don't care. Man, it's part of what worries me. You don't care about nothing."
J.D. paused, thinking about what he'd said. "Except Fay," J.D. said. Macklin waited. The waitress brought the dessert. When she left, J.D. stared at the pie for a moment, and then sat back in his chair.
"Here's how it looks to me, Jimmy. I get into this with you, and I might get rich, or I might get fucked. I don't get into this with you, I won't get rich, and being as how I'm a crook, I may get fucked anyway."
Macklin waited. J.D. ate a forkful of pie.
"So, I'm in," J.D. said.
"Good. How's the pie?"
"Excellent."